Won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into hour number two here on this absolutely wonderful Hump Day Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation, and please don't send me any videos or long stories during the show. Just comments into the show. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things I think we're looking at here, and you have to understand that the process going on in Washington, D.C. is somewhat similar to what we're going through here in Lansing. But there's a huge difference. In Lansing, they're dealing with the annual budget, which is something they have to do every single year. Well, first of all, I have a problem with that. Why do you have to spend this much time for one single year and then start it all over again later this year, heading into January, February, March of next year? Why not pass a two-year budget? It could be done. You very simply make it fiscal year 2026, fiscal year 2027. Why do I say that? Because next year is an election year. Everybody in the state of Michigan basically is going to be on the ballot. First time since the 1880s that we have an open seat, folks, for both the governor and a U.S. senator. Congress people, state representatives, state senators, new attorney general, new secretary of state. All of these people are going to be campaigning starting heavily in September this year at the Mackinac Conference on Mackinac Island. And then, especially next year. Prior to the August primary, it's going to be all hands on deck campaigning. So why would they not pass a budget for next year and be done with it? So that they can focus on campaigning. That's number one. Number two, give some stability to school districts. Here's your money for this year, fiscal year 2026. And this is what we're going to give you for 2027. You're going through this budget process now. Why not just do next year's budget with it? Now, in Washington, it's a little bit different. because it's not actually a budget. It's a continuing resolution. I don't know when they've passed an actual full budget in Washington in forever. They're just continuing to have continuing resolutions kicking the can down the road. Well, there's a problem. Donald Trump's tax cuts and what the Republicans did back in 2017, they're set to expire at the end of this year. If they don't get them extended, taxes are going up on everybody. Personal income, corporate taxes, all of it. And they want to send a signal to Wall Street, stock market, everything will stay normal. That's what they're facing in Washington. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us today instead of Friday because of 4th of July, we will be off. We will be carrying a very special 4th of July Independence Day edition of Jerry Stewart's show. He'll be rebroadcasting throughout the all 3 hours of the show on Friday. So we're moving our guests up, and joining us is Justin Cole, my insurance agent, Farm Bureau insurance agent over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Hey, you had a topic that you wanted to talk about, and I have some questions for you as well on this topic. Insurance with regards to homes, modular homes versus stick-built. Let's start with that. Modular versus stick-built.
Sure. Yeah, there's different types of modular homes, and I run into this a lot. There is the HUD, H-U-D, Housing and Urban Development home, and then there are the BOCA modulars that are built to a different building standard. And then there's of course trailers or mobile homes from that standpoint. And these are generally covered differently when it comes to insurance. And folks should check their policies to ensure that their policy is written correctly, to ensure if there was ever a claim that the claim would pay out correctly. I find a lot of times that modular HUD houses are often written as a stick-built home when they are, that is improper. They should be classified as a manufactured home. However, BOCA, and there would be a sticker inside your electrical panel, inside a closet or cupboard door, or a plate on the exterior of your house somewhere, BOCAs can be written as a traditional stick-built home because they are built to different standards than a traditional modular or manufactured home. And this is something that we run into a lot up here. You get the very high-valued, you know, beautifully redone modular homes that that have to be written in a schedule that's called broad instead of special. And special is often better coverage, where broad is very specific coverages for the house. And then oftentimes, instead of replacement cost, which would be up to the value it's insured for, it is written as ACV, or actual cash value, on the older modular homes.
Now, one thing I want to be clear on, because you mentioned modular and then you mentioned manufactured.
Uh-huh.
To be clear, is BOCA a higher standard,
yes,
of construction than HUD?
Yes, generally yes. Okay. And new modulars, you know, we can write those, you know, with replacement cost on those. And a lot of the new houses that are going out have much better building standards than the older ones. Not that they're bad homes, they're just insured differently.
Got it. Yeah, because one of the things I know, we've got a couple projects that we're working on with Pat Battaglia in different communities, and one of them that they're looking at is manufactured housing. This is where they're actually built in a plant and then hauled out to the site with usually, you know, wide load semi-trailers,
yes,
and then they're actually put together in sections. Where they go to a foundation, whether it's a crawl space or a basement, and they set the unit on there, put in the I-beams to support the split down the middle, and then slap them together and basically fix everything once it's on site, basically coming from the factory. So just to be clear, that's different than something like a mobile home or a modular home that is all complete and they just drop it and it's good to go.
Yes, yes. These are conversations. You want to know what kind of a house you have. If you're house hunting, you want to be aware that insurances are different costs and are insured differently when you're purchasing a modular manufacturer mobile home. And so you want to look at the age and quality. Anything over, say, 20, 25 years old is going to be insured at a much lower level, and it can be more expensive than one that is brand new or built to BOCA standards.
BOCA is the main key word to look,
yes,
for.
Yes, and again, with my underwriters, I have to prove that it's BOCA in most cases, and so we need to find that sticker or the deed title or some documentation that it is indeed a BOCA, B-O-C-C-A, or B-O-C-A, a home, and then we can proceed with regular stick-built coverage.
Got it. Now, one of the things that I know this is becoming a lot more popular, especially in talking with the developers, talking to planning commissions, zoning commissions around the area, there's kind of a paradigm shift happening because years ago, everybody, of course, wants a stick-built house. They want everybody to, you know, build houses that are stick-built. But because of the cost of construction, this type of manufactured housing is becoming a lot more prevalent. And this NIMBY, not in my backyard, where people don't want these projects approved, there's actually a paradigm shift happening that more and more communities are realizing affordable housing has to resort to these type of construction techniques as opposed to stick built.
Well, you're seeing a lot of that, and you're seeing that, you know, non-conventional, you know, you're seeing a lot of Amish homes being turned into, you know, tiny houses. There's just a lot of moving parts with this. Now, modular and manufactured homes used to be less expensive. It's still maybe less expensive, but it's still expensive now. I mean, you know, we're seeing a lot of these homes now in the $300,000 range.
Yeah.
As you know, that's brand new. You're not seeing those, you know, $70,000, $80,000, $120,000 modular homes being set anymore. The costs have more than doubled for those houses. So it's just something that, you know, folks, when they're looking for insurance and reviewing their policies, they want to make sure it's written correctly, because if it's a, you know, 25 or 30 year old modular house and it's written as a, and it's a HUD house or housing and urban development home, it's built to those specs and it's written on your policy as a conventional stick-built home, that could be an issue if you incur a total loss.
Sure, catch it on fire and you have to file a claim, and then they go, whoa, wait a minute, this thing was insured wrong.
Correct. Okay. There could be problems there. Again, we want to make sure that your policies are accurate. And sometimes that changes coverages, and that's why I like to do these reviews with folks and get all of the details on their homes. And it also goes, and we can split off of this and go to solid fuel units. So if you know, you've got a house and you insured it, and then a few years down the road you say, you know what, with the cost of propane, I want to put a pellet stove in, or I'm going to install a wood stove, you need to make sure that those units are installed to the manufacturer specifications. If it's in a modular home, they need to be the UL label, and it needs to be listed for use in a modular home or mobile home. And you need to make sure that you inform your insurance agent that you've added a solid fuel unit to your home, because if there is a loss attributed back to a solid fuel unit that was not listed on your policy and you did not inform your agent, there is a high probability that there would be no claim and that would be
no
denied.
No coverage.
Correct.
Wow. That's huge, because, you know, everybody is always looking for cheaper ways to heat and on-demand heat and things like that. So that could be huge if somebody doesn't report that to their insurance agent.
Right. I mean, at that point, the policy would be, you know, written incorrectly. You did not inform your agent to change your policy to include a solid fuel heating unit, and therefore that would be a problem.
Got it. I got a text message coming in. Wanted to know if the manufactured homes, if there's a specific way to find that. They have a manufactured home, but they haven't seen that sticker that you referred to. Where would it be?
Yeah, in the outside corner of the house, and it would be outside of the vinyl siding, and oftentimes riveted to the vinyl siding, there'll be a rectangular aluminum plate with a serial number and the standards the house was built to would be on the outside of the house. And then, again, oftentimes there is a sticker with the serial number, make, model, and the standard it was constructed to, some of the heat ratings, the roof load, and that will be either inside the electrical panel door, the cover door, could be in a closet. And it'll be a decent-sized sticker with all this information on it, or it could be inside a cupboard door. Somewhere in that house is the information, and or you would have a title to that house.
So on the title, they could possibly list it there as well.
Yep, yep. That information could be there as well, because there's make, model, manufacturer, serial number, and again, that information on the standards the house was built to.
Got it. Very cool. Mm-hmm. One other thing that I wanted to ask you about, this is completely, so people understand, this is completely different type of insurance than regular homeowners insurance for stick-built homes.
Yeah, it's just they're insured at differently. It's documented on the policy that it is a, you know, manufactured or modular mobile home, and that needs to be noted so that in the event there is a claim, that everything is accurate with the homeowner's policy. And I see it a lot. I see it every week. I see a home, I get a set of deck pages in I'm working on that's actually a modular manufactured home, and it's listed on their current insurance as a stick built. And so that is incorrect, and it's very difficult for me to do an apples to apples quote because their policy is written wrong in the first place.
Sure. And if they're shopping around for insurance and they want mm-hmm. you to do an insurance checkup for them, like you say, you are basically telling them, guys, I can't quote it the way you currently have your insurance. Your insurance actually is wrong currently what you have on your home.
Right. Correct.
Wow, yep. That's amazing. I did not realize that so many people potentially could be, you know, having the wrong kind of insurance on their homes up here, mm-hmm. especially in northern Michigan.
It's very common, and we see a lot of modular homes, manufactured homes, and mobile homes, and they're very common. They're very good homes, and people take really good care of them, and they're really fantastic. We just need to make sure they're insured correctly.
Got it. Yeah. Final thoughts, too. We talked about life insurance last week and children and stuff. One of the things after the show, I had a client, radio listener wanting to become a client. What's the best way for people to learn more about you or to be able to get a hold of you? These folks were down in Fenton, Michigan.
Sure. I really like to talk to people about life insurance. I'm going to ask a lot of questions before we do an application. I'm going to ask, you know, why do you want it? What are some life events that are happening? Do you have a mortgage? Do you have children? Do you have some outstanding debt? Do you have a business? So I want to get the full picture with folks, and then we start shaping, you know, what is the amount of life insurance? What is your budget? And what are your goals, I guess. And then we start shaping a plan. Are you on a tight budget now, but 2, 3, 4, 10, 20 years, you see yourself being in a better financial position, that maybe we can convert a policy to something permanent from term. Are you simply looking for end of life, closing expenses should something happen to you? Or are you looking to leave a legacy and you've got some extra money or money that's not in use right now, what we would refer to as leave on money instead of live on money? That we want to, you know, shelter from taxes, and you want to leave to beneficiaries.
Absolutely. Well, if you'd like to talk to him, I'm going to give out his phone number there at the office in Bel Air, 231-533-6489. Again, 231-533-6489. Or you can go online to his name, TristanCole.com is the website, TristanCole.com, and that gives you all the information right there to be able to go and contact him there at his office in Bel Air. So good conversation, Tristan. Greatly appreciate good information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Everybody be safe. Have a happy 4th of July.
Same to you, sir. On the hour news break of hour number 2, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.